Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This episode is supported by FBS. FBS is a licensed international trading company with presence in more than 150 countries and has been in the market for 13 years. FBS offers various trading instruments in their platform, such as Forex, crypto, stocks, and many more.
27 million traders have already chosen FBS.
And you can also choose FBS today. Learn more about them by checking out the links in the episode description.
Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 140 of The 80%. Do you feel financially stuck? Do you wish you could do more to grow your income, but you're afraid to make a mistake and fail? There are many opportunities out there that can help you grow financially, but you need to first overcome your fears. And that's what I'll talk about in today's episode. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Some people know about taking the first step more than others. Their example is what drives us all forward. If they can do it, why can't we, right? Let me start this episode by sharing with you a very inspirational story. FBS, an international trading company, recently shared a very inspirational story of their client from Thailand, 57-year-old Piriya Atasart. Piriya Atasart is a 57-year-old trader from Thailand. Her journey started during the COVID-19 pandemic. Her business was affected during that time and was looking for opportunities to augment her cash flow. It's similar to our own experience during that time. I and a lot of my friends were looking for ways to earn extra income. In the case of Piriya, a friend introduced her to the world of online trading and told her to sign up for FBS. I also remember during that time, especially in 2020 and 2021, most of my friends discovered the world of cryptocurrencies and went into crypto trading. It was challenging at first for Piriya. She was unsure if she can learn trading and succeed at it because of her age. Truth be told, a lot of traders are young people. However, with great personal interest, dedicated regular studies, and active practice, she was able to learn trading and be successful at it within just 2 years. And now, it turned into one of her income sources. It's really amazing what you can accomplish if you learn to conquer your fears. And because of her inspirational story, FBS went even further. The FBS team created a special website that offers the most essential tools and materials to learn about trading, so that beginner traders can get the support they need at the start of their journey. So if you're also interested to be like Piriya and learn more about how to become a successful trader, then you can click the link in the episode description and check it out yourself so that you can take the first step to becoming a trader. let's go to the meat of our episode, which is the 4 tips to help you overcome your fears. As with any venture, taking the first step is usually the hardest part. And it's hard because it requires you to overcome your fears. And if you are to be successful at conquering your fears, then I offer you these 4 tips. Number 1, take an inventory of where you are. Oo, nakakatakot na mag-venture into something that you virtually know nothing about. However, I always remind people and myself that I should not be afraid to learn something new because you are not starting from zero. You already have skills and knowledge that could help you. For example, in Forex, essentially, it is a marketplace for buying and selling currencies of different countries against each other. Even a simple understanding of what currencies are and how they work is already a stepping stone towards a bigger trading knowledge. Alam mo naman siguro ang exchange rate, for example, ng peso to US dollar, and you have the basic mathematical skills to know how to convert each currency towards the other. That's the basic foundation of Forex trading. So, as a reminder, you are never starting from zero. Tip number 2, educate yourself. It's always been my advice to never put money on anything that you don't understand. This way, you'll avoid costly mistakes, especially the most common ones. That's why I always advise to first invest in learning. Kapag hindi mo kasi alam kung ano yung pinapasok mo o yung ginagawa mo, you'll probably resort to trial and error. And some of the errors that we commit are some things that are easily avoidable if we first took the time to learn. Of course, as you learn more, you'll have more confidence to pursue your goals. Actually, in the case of Perea, she really took the time to learn first about online trading. And one of the reasons why she likes trading with FBS is because they offer educational support that really help her understand trading. And I've seen the educational materials that FBS offers, and I can say that they're really comprehensive. Tip number 3, build a strategy. There are many ways to reach a destination, and you only need to take one path to be successful. Kapag nag-Google ka ng how to become rich, you'll see a lot of different results. Some will say that you should invest in the stock market. Some will say that you should invest in real estate. Some will say that you should start your own business. There are many different paths to be successful, and it's up to you to find the one that you like most. In the case of trading, there are actually a lot of trading strategies, and Perea found the one that she's most comfortable with and that suits her personality. This is important if you want to be successful at trading. So take your time to build a proper strategy and plan out your actions. This will help you feel more confident and eliminate some of the feelings of self-doubt. And tip number 4, be proactive. Education is useless without execution. You need to apply what you're learning. Nako, marami akong kilala, aral ng aral ng aral, pero hindi naman ina-apply yung natututunan. They always let their fears paralyze them. Remember that all experts were once a beginner. So don't be afraid to take the first step. It's important to evaluate the risks and start taking small but confident steps towards your financial goals. And if you do, I'm very confident that you'll be successful. It's normal to be afraid and have self-doubt when you're pursuing something new. As they say, courage is not the absence of fear, but acting despite it. And it's good to remember this when you're faced with uncertainties in life. To boost your confidence and overcome your fears, remind yourself that you have existing skills and knowledge that can help you get started. Invest in knowledge first so you can avoid common mistakes. Build a strategy and prepare a plan you can follow once you take the first step. And lastly, remember that nobody ever became great without experiencing failures and setbacks. The key to success is getting back up every time you fall and having the courage to try again. This is how you overcome your fears and help yourself grow financially. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. A quick shout out to FBS for supporting this episode. Learn more about them by checking out the links in the episode description. Furthermore, please remember to click the follow button for the 80% at ishare mo na rin ang episode na to sa mga friends mo. Kung may tanong or financial concern ka na gusto mong sagutin natin in an episode, you can contact me through our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.